Hello, I'm Rev David, and I live, work and play on Alderney, one of the Channel Islands. Thanks for joining me as I wander through life. At the moment, it feels like whenever I switch on the news, then the talk is about elections, either in the UK or in America. And people seem to be so polarised these days in their opinions. But I suppose that this reflects how passionate people can be about what they believe in, about what they believe to be right and wrong, good or bad. We learn to take sides from a very early age, don't we? Our school against theirs, or my football team against yours. In fact, when I was growing up in Manchester, then one of the most fundamental questions regarding your identity was United or City. When you follow someone or something, then it usually comes with a cost. Maybe money to join the club, or money to buy the merchandise, or you might be teased by the other side, because once you choose a team, then you wear that label. So you might have to stick up for the team, the band, the political party that's important to you. You might have to defend its values, its actions, and its record. It's not that long since Christmas. And to stretch the football analogy, God put a new player on the field, Jesus. There are four books that tell the story of Jesus, called Gospels, and written by Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Matthew and Luke start with stories of stables and angels, shepherds and wise men and stars, but Mark simply starts with Jesus as an adult, who calls to some fishermen, "Follow me." And those fishermen, Simon, Andrew, James and John, put down the fishing nets that they were mending and went after Jesus. Just like that. He was the leader and they were the followers. For the next 3 years, their lives were such a roller coaster ride of ups and downs. They were teased and called names. They often misunderstood what was going on. Their leader ended up dead, and they locked themselves in a room in a house, scared to death of what might happen to them. But they also found themselves entranced by Jesus' teaching, awed at the miracles he performed and amazed at how people responded to him. You know, at the beginning of Christianity, the word, the label, Christian, hadn't been invented, and the people who followed Jesus were called followers of the way, shorthand for the Jesus way of living. 2,000 years have come and gone since then, but people are still signing up to follow the Jesus way of living, to call themselves Christians. And there's still a cost. Less financial, more actually about what other people will say about you. Because you see, it turned out that following Jesus is very easy to have a go at, but pretty hard to do well. And then what happens is that people who haven't had a go start to shout names at those who are trying. As someone who calls himself a Christian, I have to say that sometimes it hurts. But sometimes it just bounces off me. Sometimes in this modern scientific world where everything has to be explained, I feel like it's hard to stick up for God. Like it all sounds a bit of a fairy tale. But then, when people are stuck or wrestling with life, it feels good to be able to say, usually through actions, rather than words, "You are important. God loves you. And so do I." So here's a question for Friday, although it might take you all weekend to answer it. It's short, but it's important. Who do you follow? And why? That's it for now. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.